Welcome back live, Pod Slam 2016. We are only, what, 2 hours? We're three hours in. We got 9 more hours to go. This is amazing. We have so many great podcasts. So we are just not going to beat around the bush. Two very, very knowledgeable and two very awesome guys coming up to the stage right now for their special blend of wrestling analysis. Want to give it up one time for the Rockin' Wrestling Podcast!
You can turn that up. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. My name, keep that music playing, Mr. Dunn. My name is Tyler Black. I am here live in Chicago. That's when you guys clap. We are here at Pod Slam Live, help supporting Connor's Cure, raise some money for a good cause. And I'm joined, as always, because I can't do it by myself, by my best friend and yours as well, coming all the way from Kansas City, Missouri. Woo! Make some noise for Big Nigga Jim! Whoa! We don't do Stone Cold anymore, bro.
Oh, I do. He blocked you.
Get up on that mic, bro.
He didn't block me.
Well, Stone Cold blocked me on Twitter, guys. I don't know if you guys knew that, but yeah, Stone Cold blocked me because he got mad because people were suspecting that he was going to be at WrestleMania 30. Because I had to do some investigation to find out, why can I look at Stone Cold's tweets all of a sudden? I went back in time on my own Twitter feed and I found out that he was like, oh yeah, those rumors of me being at WrestleMania 30 having a match, that's all bullshit reporting. And I'm like, nigga, you like did an angle with Paul Heyman on your own podcast calling out Brock Lesnar. That's why that rumor got started. It was not bullshit reporting. And he didn't like that, so I guess he didn't find it entertaining at all, so he blocked my black ass.
But he still loves me, just so, you know. He doesn't know me, but I'm sure he'd like me if he did.
Everybody loves Jim. You guys came here to see Jim, right?
Thank you.
We didn't think he was going to make it to Chicago. Like, yeah. We thought he was going to get lost or something, and he took the train up. How was your train ride, Jim?
Train ride was great. I've never really been on a train. I've been on a plane one time. I went to WrestleMania 20. I won a trip off of one of the local radio stations. Sorry.
Yeah, get up in there.
One of the local radio
Make
stations.
Make love to it.
Yeah. in Kansas City, and won the trip. It was great. I was really psyched for Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, and then I think we all remember how that turned out. So I didn't even know that was supposed to be Brock Lesnar's last match with the WWE that night. I didn't know it was supposed to be Goldberg's last match with WWE that night. I didn't know it
until Goldberg, fuck Brock Lesnar. Talk about Nigga Jim in Chicago.
Well, it's going into it. Just hold on. I didn't know any of that until I went to the bathroom and I heard a bunch of people talking about it in the bathroom at New York. And there's like, yo, Brock Lesnar, he's leaving after tonight. You know what? I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, wait. Hey. It was a lot of that. It was a bathroom full of Andrew Dice Clays.
Because if you're in Madison Square Garden, everyone is Andrew Dice Clay.
And everybody, this was like right around the time like Chappelle's show was huge. There was a lot of people in the crowd just, what? And like doing that constantly. So that was really like.
Well, 2004 was the year of the crunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that, I like the train ride was great. And I didn't really sleep too much. I kind of nodded out here and there. Watched like The Flash and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and just kind of sat there, looked outside at the amber waves of grain that is our country of America. Yeah. Shout out to America. Oh, hell yeah.
That's where we live.
Get that cheap pop.
So you're in Chicago now. How do you like Chicago so far?
Fucking love it so far, man. Like right off the fucking train, I get like 2 or 3 fucking high fives from random people on the street because I was wearing my Kevin Owens show shirt. Yeah. And so that was pretty sweet. Thank you.
People in Chicago love wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like insane. Like But it's weird because whoever's the fucking champion is going to be the guy that you're going to get the most high five for. Because I wear wrestling shirts every day of my life. And I didn't get as much attention as I was when I wore my Finn Balor shirt. They were like, oh my God, is that Finn Balor? I'm like, dude, who else would it be? Like, come on. Quit being dumb. But Jim's in Chicago. You guys got any ideas of what Jim should do while he's in town? Anybody can come on his show. This is like an open forum. I love having people on my show. What should Jim do in Chicago? What should he eat?
Everything.
Thank you.
I already had a pretty badass crab cake sandwich across the street.
That crab cake sandwich was pretty
fucking
dope.
Can we mention the name?
I don't even know what the name was.
It was Snappy's, I think. Yeah, was it? Snap is great.
I just know they had shrimp. It had shrimp in the title.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I needed. And it walked in there and it smelled like Long John Silver's and it was great. So I'm like, I'm fucking home, man. It's just, yeah, nothing but fried fish and shrimp and I'm here.
I see this home. Swear jar on the table.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be cussing because, like, I don't know, I'm black, so we don't really swear. This is like a complete white man concept. Because, like, white kids can, like, curse out their parents, and black kids can. It's so weird. It's like, they're like, oh, shit, mom, get out of my face. And black kids, you don't even think about saying shit like that. You just say it when the door's closed and you're, like, fucking in your room. Like, that bitch ain't gonna fuck with me like that.
And then she pops around
the
corner.
Then she hears it anyway. It's like, whoa, super mom.
That's how I...
But you get your ass beat. It's, like, not even, like... And we don't have money, so we can't, like, give our own money back to our mom if she happened to give us money. It's like, we don't have our own funds. It's like, hey, mom, can I have this? We're broke. No, that doesn't exist. So we kids with money in black families, it's not a thing. So swear jars are a complete white man concept. But when in Rome, do ass. So for me and Nicky Jim, I'm going to go ahead and drop this 20-twin-twin into this curse jar. And if you guys want to try to keep up with the fucks that come out of our mouth or the dick jokes that we make, feel free to attempt to do so, but good fucking luck because it's going to be really fucking hard.
I'm looking forward to cursing a whole lot. Motherfucker.
Hell yeah, bro. Too sweet me.
Woo! Oh, hoots.
So we're here doing this live podcast and we have no plans.
Not a plan.
We have all kind of ideas to do, but... Yeah. Me and Jim, we've been watching some New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Watching
some New Japan. You guys watch New Japan?
Everybody.
Let me gauge the crowd. For all the wrestling fans, make some noise. Yeah. Everyone who hates wrestling, give me a boo. It's okay. This is a safe place. If you don't like wrestling, you can go ahead and boo.
Boo.
All right. That one guy. Fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
If you are a person that says that, oh, wrestling, that's fake, man. Why do you watch that stuff? You know, I used to watch that stuff back in, like, 1999 when Stone Cold and The Rock were around, but I don't really watch that anymore. But, man, I watched it last week, and fucking Kevin Owens, man, he's kind of awesome. But, like, oh, man, Roman Reigns, he was a dick. How did he win at WrestleMania? If you do all that shit after telling your friends that you don't watch wrestling, just give me a fuck.
Yeah.
Who does that shit? Because you guys have encountered that, right, as wrestling fans? Yeah. All the fucking time. It's like, I can't stand that shit. Because first you're going to run down wrestling, but you watch that shit religiously like I do.
Yeah. What I really hate is when they, when they try to talk down to you and be like, oh, I used to watch it when I was a kid. And it's like, well, great. Like, good for you. It was a kid that it didn't, you know, it didn't carry over. Like, for me, it did. I really fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it for a while because Kevin Federline wanted to fucking show up and
beat John Cena.
And beat up John Cena.
Clean in the middle.
Yeah.
I watched that show recently. It was equally as awful as it was back in 2007.
Yeah. So, like, I stopped watching for a while, and I watched, like, a lot of TNA when they were worth watching. But, I mean, you know.
Just to gauge how long ago this was.
Yeah, they're worth it for broken Matt Hardy alone right now, and that's it. Delete. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Broken Matt's the man. Who doesn't love Broken Matt Hardy?
I love that they brought Jeff into it, and now Jeff is kind of like...
Brother Nero.
Yeah, Brother Nero.
Jeff Hardy doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
he's been
Jeff
deleted.
Hardy doesn't, yeah. He's an intellectual property owned by me. So this is this show. That's what we do. Just to let you end up.
We are a wrestling show that sometimes we forget that we're a wrestling show. Because we'll talk about The Flash for like 2 hours and then not talk about wrestling. Like, we had fucking Leva Bates on the show and we asked her zero wrestling questions.
Yeah.
because we just want to talk about superheroes because that's what the fuck we do.
Yeah. And she was she was way into it too. It was great.
Super cool. Well, I would say she was way into it. That sounds a little dirty with two dudes on leave.
You're making it dirty. I'm just like being cool about it. Like you're.
It was kind of dirty though. You guys should listen to that show. It was super dirty.
If you guys
love some sensual podcasting. Two guys and a girl talking about the Flash.
Me hitting on Blue Pants over fucking Skype.
Over Skype.
Yeah. Cause
like a man.
Like a man do.
So.
Swig that beer.
Swig a beer for the working man.
No Stone Cold, bro. He's not allowed on my show.
Yeah, but I told you he didn't block me. He blocked you. He didn't block me.
Kevin Owens also blocked me, too. Now, I don't know if Kevin Owens blocked me because I asked him to be nice to Sami Zayn or if I talked about his uncircumcised dick. Because I recently got a response to a tweet that I said like a year ago saying Kevin Steen's uncircumcised, so I support him more. And this guy's like, how the fuck would you know that? I'm like, because I support the dude. He's like, he put out a DVD called The Uncut Connection.
We can smell our own.
Yeah, you're uncircumcised.
You're uncircumcised. You got that Jesse Jones smell.
You got skin on your dick.
See, Jesse Jones gets a pop, dude. Everybody loves Jesse Jones.
And nobody knows it.
They don't even know who he is, but you just know that's Jesse Jones. That's somebody awesome.
Just my weird little brother. Oh man. So what else? What do we
want
to go into?
We watched New Japan yesterday. What do you think of New Japan's destruction in Hiroshima?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's our review of New Japan and Hiroshima. And,
okay.
All right. Round of applause. That's it. Podcast.
Washing my hands of this. No,
I'm super scared of going over time because I think the Potswoggle guys, their wrestling versus, might cut us. I don't know those dudes, man. It's like they're five deep. It's like they can fuck us
five
up.
Deep.
And they bark. They stole my gimmick.
Yeah.
But I just want to let this be known that I could beat anyone in this room at wrestling trivia. It's like it's not even a contest. Like I can beat anyone in this room in wrestling trivia.
Getting cheap heat right now.
It is not possible for me to lose wrestling trivia. So if you guys want a real nigga on your show, holla at your boy, because I will orally rape you in wrestling trivia. And by oral, I mean A-U-R-A-L.
Yes. Yeah.
Orally.
Orally.
Not in the mouth with my penis. I mean in your ear with my words.
Your mouth will be fine.
Your mouth will be fine.
Untouched.
Unless you want otherwise, because I'm into it.
Go to him for that.
Go to me for that. If you're a lady, holler at Big Jim.
Wait. Nope. They're all gone.
All the ladies in the house say yeah.
Destruction was pretty good.
Yeah. We got some Young Bucks, some Young Bucks.
And the Briscoes. That was a really good match.
That was great.
The really badass.
I don't think
ever
in history have the junior champions and the heavyweight champions ever had a match against each other.
Yeah, and they worked really well
together. I know Finn Balor, Prince Devitt, wrestled Tanahashi for the heavyweight title while he was junior heavyweight champion, but I don't think they've ever done it with the tag teams, and that was kind of dope.
Okay, yeah. I really loved the Briscoes did this one move where it was like razor's edge on the second rope and Jay Briscoe on the top rope, and he like caught him with a neck breaker on the way down. It was really cool.
Which
I've
is
kind of
like God's finisher, isn't it? They do like a powerbomb neckbreaker kind of like that, don't
they?
Yeah.
I think they do a like a
everybody DD. Tunes out when we just start talking about wrestling. They're like, oh, we already talked about wrestling.
That's what I expected.
What's a funnier fucking podcast? Those guys are funny. What are this black guy and his metalhead doing here?
They don't even have the PodSlam shirts.
They don't even, yeah, what's up with that? Where's our shirts?
So that was good.
Nothing. Nobody says anything about our shirts.
I have no prepared jokes, and I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants.
If you guys are fucking watching this live, seeing my sexy face, go ahead, send down some tweets and drop a dollar in that donation bucket. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is it going to do to you if you drop a dollar off? I know Panda Black HG's listening.
Yeah,
our boy
Panda
down in Kansas City.
Shout out to Bad Panda.
I'm going to go ahead and say big titties, white women. That's for you, Panda. No one's gonna get that. It's so weird. It's like
so great.
Nobody listens to our show. It's like people listen, but nobody like actively says, "Oh, I listen to your show." I look at the stats, and it's like, "Oh, you had 5 downloads in Bulgaria." I'm like, "Fucking Rusev, why are you listening to my show and not saying anything?" That's a shoot. Like Bulgaria, one of our biggest markets. Ghana, Africa, UK. Don't know any of these people. I put out my email address out there, rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. You can send an email if you want to contact us, but nobody does anything. It's like, who are the fuckers that are listening to our show?
Yeah, no.
And there's people here that never listen to our show, except my boy Tyler over here. A little too sweet for you. Nobody's listened to our show before and actually said, oh, yeah, your show is my jam.
Yeah.
But there are downloads. They exist. I don't know what the fuck it is.
That's what I don't get is how the hell can we translate into like Bulgarian and shit? And is Rusev just like downloading us like 5 different times on 5 different devices?
I don't know.
He has a device with a Bulgarian IP address. It's good podcast. Oh, you're okay. You're okay. We got some more people coming in.
Yeah. I was expecting a special guest, but he hasn't shown up. I'm super paranoid about going over time. I did mention that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good, right? Okay. All right.
It's our place now.
Pants are coming off, man.
Yeah.
If we can get laid back. So, Jim, let's give them a top 5. Hit them with that top 5 music.
Hit them with that top.
Top 5. This is a podcast marathon. A lot of podcasts from around the country, around the world. People converging on this, listening to this live on the internet machine. Jim, hit us with your top 5 podcasts that you listen to on the radio.
Oh, man. I listen to a lot of podcasts, almost more than music at this point, which is ridiculous.
Same, dude. I listen to all the albums that I have like a million times. I got 5,000 songs on the phone.
I'm by myself most of the time, so it feels like I'm not so alone when I'm listening to a podcast. It's like they're talking to me.
It's a kindred feeling because I feel the exact same way. Where are you guys going? You guys are leaving?
Nah,
I love you. They're Oh, they're gone.
They're gone. And they're fine.
Fuck those guys. Who were they? Like, they just walk up in here and don't hang out and chill with us, listen to some awesome podcasts. Fuck those guys.
Oh, that guy's white and he's the other one's black. I don't think I
that
really
dude,
like this.
For the record, was pretty sexy. He was a bear man. That's like he can have anything he wants in this world.
T-Bird loves the Bears.
I love the Bears,
shout
not the Chicago ones. Fuck,
shout out
fuck
to
football.
Bears.
Shout out to Bears.
Swig a beer. So I guess my top 5 favorite podcasts.
I forgot we were doing a top 5 for a minute because those people just fucking walked out.
And
yeah.
Me, like,
go ahead,
like,
hit him with your top 5.
The song and everything.
Hit him with the song one more time.
Top 5.
All right, go ahead and give him your top 5. And if anybody out there has a top 5, feel free to raise your hand and jump on one of these microphones and we can hear your top 5 podcast.
Because
I want some fucking interaction. We got people just sitting around looking at us. It's weird.
I'm
not used to doing this show wearing pants. Like, it's usually done on Skype and Jim can't see the fact that I'm freeballing it. And
oh, but I have, because you'll be like, hold on a second, just vamp for a minute. I got to go to the bathroom, and then stand up, and it's just like underpants right in the screen.
Like big black junk all in the fucking Skype screen.
So... okay, top 5 favorite podcasts. You want to go like 1 to 5?
You can do it in any order that makes you comfortable.
All right. Number 1, I'll just go ahead and hit number 1 right now. Spontanea Nation with Paul F. Tompkins.
Boom.
If you guys are not familiar with Paul F. Tompkins or his comedy or anything, it is an absolutely genius show where he brings a guest on. He does an interview. And then he has 3 improvisers with him, and whatever comes out of the interview, and they get a suggestion from the guest, and whatever comes up in the interview, they use into a short form or long form improv where they just improvise a story just on the spot, right then and there. It's just so goddamn funny. Check that one out. 2 would be Comedy Bang Bang with Scott Aukerman. And Paul F. Tompkins is a player on there. James Adomian, Adam Scott's on there sometimes. It another brilliant comedy podcast, which was kind of like what I was talking about. Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. It's what they were doing with the signs and everything. It's basically kind of like that. You know, they just have a comedian come on and just play like this ridiculous character. So that one's really good. I really love that one. I got 3 more. Okay. I'm gonna go with Smodcast. I'll go with Smodcast for number three.
Gotta go with Smodcast,
Kevin Smith,
bro.
Scott Mosier.
That's
I'm
like
sure
the
everybody's
father of all podcasts.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's familiar with that one. I haven't listened to it for a while, but I still really like Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Okay.
So I just haven't got a chance to listen to it
That's
for a while.
That's your four?
Yeah.
One more.
I got
one
more.
Hit him with a wrestling one. Cause
yeah.
This is a pretty wrestling-oriented show.
Oh, man, because there's – oh. Because I there's part of me that's like – because there's Art of Wrestling, and then there's the Ross Report and Stone Cold, and – ooh. I think I'll probably go with Art of Wrestling, actually.
Art of Wrestling.
It seems a little bit more conversational.
The second best wrestling podcast in Chicago –
Compared to Rock and Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
We are the best Chicago wrestling podcast.
The second best to the guy everybody
knows. I mean,
they're
good. They're good, but we're just like on that other level. Oh,
just in the stratosphere.
Right,
Of crap.
People love this show. It's like. Yeah,
you can hear it.
And
in
then
the crowd.
Myman comes down on there.
You can
hear this crowd
out.
Going wild.
So
just
good.
Being in the presence of Big Nigga Jim.
It's a beautiful thing. Art of Wrestling, I think.
Art of Wrestling.
Number five.
Let's hit them with my top five. Can I hit my top five? All right. So my top five, you got to go number five. You got to go Keeping It 100 with Conan because Conan's my shit. And Juventud Guerrero does Juicy Metal on the air. If you ever listen to that shit, that will
Juicy
fuck
it. Metal.
I can't listen to that in public because I just laugh too fucking hard. And it's like, I can't handle it. And people are looking at me like, who's this fucking maniac laughing like an idiot on the fucking train?
Oh, Conan, you card.
Number four, I'm going to go Edumacation with Kev and Andy.
Okay.
Andy McElfresh, writer of Rocket Power, and Kevin Smith making me smart as fuck.
Wait a minute, Rocket Power?
He wrote Rocket Power,
like the cartoon Rocket Power?
Yeah.
I did not care for that cartoon.
You wouldn't care for that cartoon. Because you were the squid. That's why. You were the squid.
Rocket Power was bad. I stand by my decision.
It was not the best of the Nicktoons. It was no Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold went way harder than Rocket Power did. But Rocket Power made fucking fat kids think they could skateboard, which is always...
No, it didn't. I'll tell you that right now. It did not make fat kids think they could skateboard.
Well, I wasn't a fat kid. I'm a fat man now.
Oh, well,
but I wasn't a fat kid back then. I wanted to skateboard.
Let me tell you about the fat kid struggle. We can't do anything standing on wheels. That is not a thing that we can accomplish. I've tried, like people have tried to show me, this is how you roller skate, push off with one foot and do this. And then it just ends up me like kind of moving and shuffling along like a little girl in mama shoes. Like it's bad all around. And then like I got a skateboard when I was a kid. It was a Ninja Turtle skateboard.
It was one of the Ninja Turtle skateboards.
It was one of the old school ones with like the big like tail at the end that was kind of flipped up, but it,
no grip tape, all plastic.
Yeah.
I think I had the same one.
It had the grip tape, but just right in the middle, there was like a big picture of Raphael, and that part didn't have grip tape. And also, like something was wrong with the wheels where like I tried to ride.
Notice
it the
how
day
we divulged
after.
From the top five talking about skateboards and Ninja Turtles on.
I tried to go down my street riding it and it wouldn't go straight. It kept wanting to go this way and off to the right and put me in the grass and knock me down a hill and do all that shit. Skateboarding had it out for me. And a buddy of mine actually did teach me
Jim
how to
hates
ollie.
Rocket Power.
That's why, I have a vendetta for that show because of that. A friend actually did teach me how to ollie on a skateboard without wheels. So I was good at that. If I was stationary and just in one place at one time, I could do anything.
Of course.
I could conquer the world. I would have been bigger than Tony Hawk. It's like,
I think you are bigger than Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I mean in weight at least, yeah.
My number three podcast because I hit him with the Keep It 100, hit him with the Edumacation.
Yes,
you gotta go with the Rock, Talk Is Jericho. I said like three different wrong names. You gotta go Talk Is Jericho.
Talk Is Jericho is pretty good. The last one with Matt Hardy was by far like my
favorite.
That
was like 3 weeks ago.
I know, but it was so good. Like, why do I have to talk about the current one? It was so good.
I'm gonna go for My number four, I gotta go Wrestling Observer Radio because I'm such a fucking wrestling nerd. Gotta hear fucking Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer talk about whatever the fuck.
Tell you what to like.
Tell me what they don't tell me. They don't tell me
tell
what
you,
to like.
Tell you what's right.
They don't tell me what to like. There are a lot of people that think that fucking Meltzer ratings are law. It's like, it's a fucking review. Yeah. A review is not like, yeah, this is what it is and this is how it should be.
Tell that to Twitter when like they just lost their damn minds when Roman Reigns was the number one in the
That's
the last
PWI.
Fight.
That's completely different.
This is, okay.
PWI
okay.
is not Wrestling Observer. Okay. PWI is a kayfabe magazine, which people are so fucking dumb if they think Roman Reigns being number one is a travesty. Because yeah. it's based on win-loss record and who was the champion. And Roman Reigns was a champion from yeah. pretty much November through
yeah.
the end of the
it goes
summer.
On accomplishments, basically.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
all kayfabe. As much,
you know, may not want to admit it, but he did accomplish a lot.
Won the main event of WrestleMania, yeah. and he held the title.
Yeah,
I'm not even the biggest Roman Reigns fan. I can say that because it's a bullshit magazine that people yeah. got way yeah, too bent yeah, out of shape yeah. over.
Yeah.
But next year it'll be Kevin Owens, so who
yeah,
cares?
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Speaking of Bears, Kevin
can
Owens.
Sleep at night again.
Yeah. I just thought I should mention that. Or Bray Wyatt in leather pants. that's been getting me through some rough times in my life. Bray Wyatt in leather pants is kind of like the cure. It's like Prozac for me right now.
I'm glad you're finding comfort.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
My number one podcast, you gotta go Rock and Wrestling, right?
Yeah.
You gotta go with that. That's your number one podcast. I mean, it is the best show of all time.
Sure.
If there were no other podcasts in the world except the Rock and Wrestling podcast, this would be the best fucking show that you ever heard.
God damn it. I'm glad you're so humble.
I'm just saying, if there weren't any other podcasts, we would have to be the best one.
We would have to. I mean, yeah, if there weren't any others, yeah, we would, I guess, by default.
Yeah. Well, come on, Jim. You don't have to step on it like that.
I'm not stepping on it.
You can sing the praises of our accomplishments. We're sitting in front of an audience of people that exist. Instead of theoretical motherfuckers on the internet that we may never even know they exist. They're just randomly generated downloads because they click subscribe by accident, thinking they were watching fucking Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling on the USA Network back in 1987.
Or they fell asleep while they were holding their phone and the phone just hit the button. That's happened to me a bunch of times.
Like, why the fuck am I subscribed to the Kardashian podcast?
I'll like somebody's status on Facebook just because it's like almost the middle of the night and I'm just like, I'll wake up and I'm like, what? I don't like that. Take that away. I don't care how long it had been up there.
People are like, oh yeah, gays can't get married and metal sucks. And then Jim clicks like and you get all these Twitter alerts like, Jim, like metal sucks. Jim is tweeting about how much metal sucks right now.
And how much, like, yeah.
Anybody here go to Riot Fest last weekend? Nobody went? Nobody saw? What after show did you go to? I fucking hate you and I'm going to punch you in the dick. So... my plan was me and my buddy Eric, he was going to buy two tickets for Thursday. I was going to buy two tickets for Motion City. We'll converge in the end. I'm on the Motion City page just counting down. And this is their final performance ever, Jim. And I've loved this band since high school.
Yeah.
And it goes down to zero at 10 o'clock and nothing happens. I'm like, no! And I click refresh like a bunch of times. No tickets available. So I hate you a lot right now. And how'd you get tickets? All right. How much did you pay?
Like 70.
70? Was it worth it?
Yes.
Did you cry?
Yes.
What song made you cry the most?
Time Turned Fragile.
That's,
if you didn't hear that.
That is a good jam.
That is a good jam.
Yeah, I saw the Misfits and shit. That was kind of
awesome.
That
would have been amazing.
I've never been a Misfits guy. Like, that was before my time, and it's just like, I like older stuff. Like, I like Ramones and Clash because, like, who doesn't like Ramones and Clash? They're played a lot, so you're just going to hear that. Misfits doesn't really get played. Yeah. So if it's old punk rock, it's like Misfits. I mean, like Ramones, Clash, Iggy and the Stooges, shit like that. But I never really listened to Misfits growing up. So I'll say I'll watch it because it's like first time you see Danzig with the Misfits in 30 years.
Yeah.
You can't just miss that shit. Mm-hmm. So it was dope.
Yeah.
There was this crazy fucking jacked up crackhead dude. He was skinny, obviously fucked up drunk or on drugs or whatever. Just super pissed. And we're in the back. Like, I wasn't going all the way up to the front for Misfits. The front of the crowd was dense as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in the back and fucking this one guy just like, oh! Oh, oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Play some good music. Fuck you. I'm like, dude, there's nobody else that's going to play. This is the last band of the entire weekend. He's up there pointing guns and shit.
Bring up Sha-na-na.
That guy was not having a good time. Fucking leering at women and shit. I was going to fucking fuck this dude up if he tried to touch any woman.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, you did one time. They're okay. So,
oh yeah, this awesome story.
So,
go ahead, hit it, Jim.
Okay, so my band, the Family Band Massacre, on Facebook, we haven't got to do anything. People are having babies and getting married and opening restaurants, and I'm just kind of by myself.
He's in Chicago doing awesome podcasts.
Yeah, I'm in Chicago doing awesome podcasts now. Yeah, I didn't have to get a babysitter or fucking nothing. Fucking nothing. So we were doing this show, this theater in Kansas City called Uptown Theater. And we were watching one. We had just finished our set, and we were watching another band. My friend
headlined by the great Jesse Jones.
Yes, yeah. The aforementioned Jesse Jones.
Aforementioned Jesse Jones with the uncircumcised penis.
That's his name on the streets. The uncircumcised penis.
I hope he doesn't
hear this. Oh, I hope he does. Oh. I absolutely hope he does. Just because.
So
it's
Jesse
funny.
Jones is rocking out with his band.
Yeah, we're
and
watching him.
We're in the crowd, and I see some like teenage kids.
Yeah.
And Jim's good buddy Mime and his good lady wife stands right next to him, and she's a pretty little blonde lady.
And so and his sister, they were all standing there, and this dude comes by.
Well, he was like Mary walks in front of him. And the kid does like this, like he's going to smack her in the back of the head. Because she's a pretty small, blonde, white chick. So punk teenagers think they could just fuck over any woman. I saw this. I'm like, don't even try it. In my head, I'm thinking this. These guys didn't know because they're chilling, doing their thing. They just played an awesome set.
I didn't know. Well, Myman knew.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it. I was off talking to somebody. I think I was talking to some chick that night.
Mm-hmm.
As
you are always doing
as
after
I,
the
as
show.
Is my wanted
if
life.
You are a singer in a band, you are going to get vagina thrown at you.
Yeah, if you're a good-looking singer in a band. I was like a fat singer in a band.
So he gets some vaginas thrown at him.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but he still gets vagina thrown at him.
Not the best, but you can't really – beggars can't be choosers, really. So, next thing I know, I just – like I hear this. Like that.
You're mixing stories. You're mixing stories.
Part of the story.
I'm trying to get
to that good part.
It was the same set when I hit the guy with the Mazzara Roaring Elbow. It was the same concert.
Yeah.
But these kids try to like rush Mary, and Myman sees it, and he's charging at this kid. I grab the kid, and I put him up on the wall, and I'm like between fucking Myman and Mary and this fucking kid. Because this kid is going to die if my arm is not holding him up against this fucking wall. Mm-hmm. But later on, when the pit breaks out, I'm throwing fucking elbows and shit. I catch this bald guy, boom, Mizawa style. And he comes up like, crimson mask, like bleeding all over the place. And we're leaving. I see him apologizing to his girlfriend for some shit that I did. Like, I elbowed this fucker in the face.
You
having a good time. He gets busted open, and he has to say he's sorry to his girlfriend. I am awesome. Fuck that guy.
A round of applause. Busting open assholes.
I mean, that's what I did after that. I mean.
Yeah.
I had to celebrate somehow, Jim.
Oh, man.
So what do you guys want to talk about?
That was a good You guys are just as much of part of this as we are.
Yeah, because I don't know what to do. We made no plans.
Here, are you excited for The Flash coming back?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yes.
Yes. Anybody else watch The Flash? Anybody enjoy
Yeah,
that
Charlie,
show?
You watch The Flash?
All right. Hell yeah.
What do you think of Barry sticking his dick in the time stream?
Yeah, it was. Time Stream was just asking for it.
Wearing that dress.
Wearing that dress. like that time stream do. yeah, I'm pretty excited for that to come back. Gotham was pretty good.
What happened on Gotham? I missed Gotham. It.
I'm not sure if in the beginning there it was supposed to be Killer Croc, like the big nasty mutant version of Killer Croc.
What's the name of this season? The subtitle for the season.
Bad guys are bad. I don't know what
it has some other fucked up.
Yeah,
I think it's like Mad City or something.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. I think it is Mad City because they're about to do Mad Hatter.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. They had already announced it, and then they kind of teased it last season.
I hate, like, Gotham is awesome, but it's like they have all these awesome villains, but they don't have a Batman to fight them and beat their ass.
Yeah,
and it just makes it hard for me to watch because, like, I know Batman's just gonna show up and fuck this shit up, and then here comes some police. It's like the whole point of Batman is the police suck, and you want Batman to come and fix everything.
That's
if
why
the police
they
are getting shit done with the supervillains. Why does this world need a Batman?
Yeah. Well, that's why they have Jim Gordon dressed in black. So that's about
we get sexy
Batman.
Jim Gordon in black.
Yeah, that's about as Batman as it's gotten. Like he's like a bounty hunter now, and like he's like trying to find like all the villains that escaped Arkham
Roll
with Hugo
cop Jim Gordon.
Yeah, with Hugo Strange and all the guys that he created and everything. And they had Azrael last season.
All right,
that
I
was
saw
pretty
Azrael,
cool.
Yeah.
Who else?
Like,
Mr.
Strangely,
Freeze.
Not John Paul Valley Azrael, just a guy.
Yeah,
there
wasn't John. Yeah, I don't know. Like, because
it's weird.
Yeah, sometimes it is weird.
Again,
like,
a
I like
world
the way
with
they
all
do
the
it
villains
but,
and no Batman. Yeah. Batman should be the cause of the villains.
Like I like how they did. Tommy.
We're losing him, Jim. Look at him.
Well, you said we could be part of this.
Who here hates Gotham?
Anybody hate Gotham?
Yeah, dude.
Go ahead, jump on.
Absolutely.
No, I'm curious. I wanted to find out about like you guys, like and with wrestling and stuff like that. So how did like you guys specifically get into wrestling? Because I'm sure my story is completely different. Because I'm a casual fucking fan and I barely even.
Oh yeah, you're the casual guy.
Yeah, I'm the casual guy. So I'm always curious about other people's stories because I'm not in like I. Not that I'm not into wrestling. It's just I don't have the time, whatever. But like I always like to find other people's origin stories.
Well, mine, I...
That is a good-ass question, bro.
Yeah,
too sweet me on that
Too sweet. Bam. So I got into wrestling. I went over to a friend of mine's house for the weekend, and I got really sick. I got this really bad flu, like, over the weekend, and I had to stay, like, 3 extra days after that weekend. And one of those extra days just happened to be Monday night, and they watched Nitro. Like, they didn't like WWE, and I think at the time it wasn't, at the time I think it was just starting to, like, ramp up into the Attitude Era, because, like, the Mike Tyson thing hadn't happened yet, and there was still kind of, like, it was, like, right in the middle of, like, Austin's, I think, Intercontinental run. I think it was, might have been right after he got the paralyzed, like, paralyzed or whatever, but... the first time I ever watched wrestling was Nitro, and my first favorite wrestler will kill everybody. It was Glacier.
Because Glacier was, he was Sub-Zero on TV.
Yeah, that's all it was. Like, it was just straight up Sub-Zero, and that was good enough for me. I was like, that dude has a fucking badass entrance. And then, like, later on when you, like, read stuff and everything, it's like, I guess there was just, like, this long, drawn-out build-up to really, like, no payoff. But I got there right when the buildup right when it hit. So I didn't have to sit through the buildup. I just got Glacier, and I was just like, oh, this fucking guy, this is great. I am all in for this.
This
and
is
then,
pro
like,
wrestling at its finest.
Like, he was, nobody could fucking beat that dude. That fucking, the cryonic kick and everything, like, nah, he couldn't touch that dude.
I got into wrestling similarly, because it was during, like, the big wrestling boom of the late 90s. I was about 10 years old, living my dreams. I was a huge Batman and Power Ranger fan. So anything like Power Ranger action style, I'm going to watch. And my cousin was huge into wrestling, and he would buy wrestling figures, and I love toys. So anything with toys, I'm down for. And one day, I just said, I'll check out wrestling. You know, I didn't have cable, so I can only watch WCW Worldwide on Saturday afternoon and Shotgun Saturday Night on, of course, Saturday night. So I turned on WCW after cartoons were on around noon, and I see a fucking skeleton fighting goddamn Rey Mysterio. I'm like, this is, I don't know how to describe Rey Mysterio, just a fucking Mexican dude. I'm like, this is incredible. I'm going to watch this every day for the rest of my life.
It was, which skit was it? La Parca?
It was La Parca, yeah.
It was La Parca, okay. Yeah. Okay.
A fucking skeleton on TV whooping ass.
When you first said skeleton, the first thing I thought of was Mortis.
Oh, okay.
But I think he was more like a zombie.
He was supposed to be a skeleton, but... Yeah. La Parca did a skeleton much better.
I'm proud of myself for actually thinking La Parca when he said skeleton, just because we have a friend who has an unhealthy obsession with La Parca.
Yeah.
La Parca is really awesome. Not even pretty awesome.
What's your story? Tell us who you are and what's your wrestling story.
Well, my name is Augie. I'm the casual fan on Pod Swaggle.
Who I will murder in wrestling trivia.
I get murdered every week we do any type of wrestling trivia at college on my show, so I'm used to it, whatever.
Well, not you in particular, just your show in general.
Mullet's gonna have a strong claim to that. But all right, so as far as the origin story, I mean, me just The Rock. I fell in love with The Rock from 2001. So again, late bloomer for me. But also, once he kind of left, so did I. And then we do a drinking game, which we're gonna probably do tonight live here. And that's what kind of got me back into wrestling, because drinking is a great reason to get into anything.
Yeah. Alcohol works for
everything. Yeah, it works perfect. Yeah. So, and funny you mentioned the Power Rangers, because my mom was actually on the news because she was standing in line getting me Power Rangers toys, and I was way too old to be getting Power Rangers toys.
There's no such, I just bought fucking Power Rangers toys a couple of months ago, so it was never too old to buy Power Rangers toys.
I didn't get one of my first, like when they had the big figures.
Yes.
Like, that the, is, like yep. Yeah. Okay, I didn't get one of those until like maybe
and
like a
off.
Year or two after. Like, I mean, Power Rangers was so popular, but it was just like I could never find them.
Oh, it was the toy. I mean, that was the thing of that Christmas. That was like the Tickle Me Elmo or whatever you want to call it for that, yeah. for that Christmas.
Yeah.
So I was pretty embarrassed when that happened. Speaking of embarrassing, on Podswoggle we do a segment called "I Love You of the Week," where we kind of divulge and really gush over something that we really love, even though it's pretty embarrassing to admit. And I was wondering if there's any wrestlers, anything wrestling, any storylines, anything wrestling related that you guys love and kind of want to admit for the first time on air.
See, I'm a guy that doesn't believe in guilty pleasures. If I love something, I'm going to be upfront about it and not feel guilty about it. Because I'm awesome, and if I love it, that means it is awesome.
Like, I knew at a young age, like, this wasn't going to do much, you know. Like,
we don't
like,
get laid.
I wasn't going to be that popular of a kid going forward in school. So I was like, I really don't give a shit. Like, people can, you know.
I love the 2003 Ninja Turtles way more than the 80s Ninja Turtles. Because I read Ninja Turtles comics at the library when I was a kid, and those cartoons are exactly like the comics. And people don't agree with that opinion, but I think it's more true to the source material. So, fuck
you guys. I do like that show.
That show's awesome.
Yeah.
They say, what the shell, all the time.
That did get kind of... I liked that show. I hated the theme song, and a couple of the voice actors... The 1, 2, 3, 4
Turtles. There's nothing better. God. Turtles, watch out for Shredder.
Oh, God. That was... I don't know.
It's so hard because wrestling in general is supposed to be embarrassing, and we're not supposed to say we love wrestling.
Yeah.
But I give no fucks, and I love wrestling.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything that's bad that I would like, because wrestling can be wacky.
I don't know how you guys feel about the bad guy Usos, but I really love
them. I follow Eve Marie on Snapchat,
and I liked the Usos before, and it kind of irked me the last couple months, like when they teamed them up with Roman Reigns. You know, like they got booed just by kind of default, and I kind of thought they got kind of shafted because say what you want about them, but like they carried that tag team division for quite a while without like any tag teams to really speak of, you know.
Hey everyone.
And, until the New Day came along and got.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
Wrestling.
I mean, I guess they had like Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah.
Ryback. Oh, yeah, Ryback. Yeah. Like those dudes like worked hard and like tried to like, you know, get tag team wrestling over, you know, and they kind of sort of did, you know, a little bit.
Or at least four different stables.
Yeah.
They were never in that title mix, though.
Yeah, but yeah, like I like that right now. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, I follow Eva Marie on Snapchat. That's probably about as American.
Oh, the Eva Marie thing. Yeah. That's actually not. That's.
I mean, and I'm not attracted to her. I just think that she's weird. She's a really weird person, and yeah. I like seeing her do weird shit. Like, oh, look at me and my weird husband who fucking likes guns.
Didn't you say that she
tried? Oh, I do watch shit on Total Divas too, so I guess that would be embarrassing.
Wasn't.
But I watch it because I like Daniel Bryan.
I'm right there with you. I watch every damn episode, and me, Rich, and Lo would gush over it every week.
We'd
be like chicks talking about like a book club. Oh my God, did you see Total Divas this week? Oh, it was fantastic.
I like Daniel Bryan on it, and I like Jimmy Uso when he was on it, because I thought him and Naomi were like had really good chemistry as a couple. But they weren't crazy enough for that show, I guess, so they kicked them off.
Like, I would hope they have chemistry as a couple. They're goddamn married.
There's plenty of people like, that are fucking would, together and just like, why are you even too, together? So. No, they don't have children.
Do they not have kids?
He has kids.
Okay, well, then they got some kids. Maybe not together, but there's some kids.
Whatever happened to Cameron's boyfriend, husband? The
they broke up, according to the Stone Cold podcast. That's when Cameron stopped being interesting because she's not showing up with Vinny.
Yeah, you know, fucking, remember that episode I did all about Cameron's relationship?
Stone Cold, get off my goddamn show.
Oh, I got
hell yeah. Yeah,
shout out to Total Divas. I can't wait for Total Bellas. Who's excited for Total Bellas? Daniel Bryan being super awkward in John Cena's house. That seems like the best TV ever.
Yeah. I could see John Cena, like, if he gets, like, pissed off at Daniel Bryan, like, strapping him to the spinner title and just, like, rotating the shit out of him. In some kind of crazy, like, Adam West Batman fucking death trap.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but why not?
Any other questions from the audience?
Anybody?
Tyler, come on. Other Tyler. What's evil Tyler. What's
favorite
that?
Wrestler.
That's like the most impossible question because I like so many wrestlers. I mean, you got to ask me on the right day. It could be anything from like Misawa to Austin Aries.
Punk.
Punk.
Who's your favorite underrated wrestler?
Favorite underrated wrestler.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really
Raven,
good one.
I guess.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I really
Raven
like Raven.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
What do you think is this year's best match of the year and worst match?
Worst match of the year we just watched yesterday, didn't we? Shelly Martina versus Rebel.
Oh my God.
The vagina match.
Is that the one we just watched?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the vagina match.
My badge!
My badge hurts.
I had not seen this match in its entirety. I think I only saw like a small clip of it on Botchamania. Of the finish. Where she goes, I think, for a suicide dive.
Tope suicida!
Tope suicida! There we go. Awesome.
Tope tornillo!
That's my favorite thing to yell now. Like, that's, I love doing that.
For those that haven't seen it, there's literally like a vag stretch.
No, the whole match is based on vagina. That is a vagina match. Because Rebel comes out, she's doing a split on the vagina as her entrance and bounces up and down.
Which was the best part of the entire
Boy,
match.
Boy, did she ever.
As a homosexual, I don't get the pleasure from watching that match as everybody else does. But I just watch it as a wrestling match centered around working the vagina. So. In the back, question?
Oh, no. You're good.
Oh, okay.
We can talk about this.
Okay, so fucking Rebel does like a kick to Shelly Martinez, who fucking does like a leg split and she sells her vagina, which she just did splits on her vagina. Like, why would that hurt if you just did this move?
My bad.
And then she, like, Rebel puts fucking Shelly in, like, this weird Mexican prawn hold or some shit. And, like, is stretching her legs. And she's like, ah, my badge, my badge, my badge. And then she breaks the hold for no reason. She didn't escape the hold. Rebel just lets her go. And she rolls over. And Brian Hebner's like, are you okay? She's like, I said my badge hurts.
Yeah, the referee was trying to keep kayfabe. He's like, what are you saying? As if, like, she's going to tap out from her badge being stretched out. And he's like, what are you saying? You're going to tap? She's like, no, I said my badge hurts. It's like, great, thanks for
And that's all you need to know about that match, because the rest is just fucking a mess. Just people fall in and shit. Like, the end, this guy, like, in the audience just goes like this.
Yeah. And, like, I... I hadn't watched TNA, like, any of the show for a while.
See, that has nothing
while.
To do with TNA, because that bitch isn't even in
well,
TNA.
Well, no, I'm just saying, and as it pertains to what you were talking about with the crowd and everything, you showed me, like, the latest episode mm-hmm. with Matt and Jeff Hardy
yeah.
and Brother Nero and Decay. Not the deleted Decay. I still haven't seen that yet. But there was just, like, the most recent episode, and they came out, and they were in the crowd. Looking at a TNA crowd now is, like, the one of the most depressing things I've ever looked at in my life. To think of, like, when I was, like, strong into TNA, like, there was AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, Kazarian, fucking Motor City Machine Guns. Like, they had a fucking strong roster, and the fucking crowd ate it up every week. And even though it was a small arena, it still felt big just because of, like, the reactions.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah, the reactions and the energy in the crowd. Now it's just like, number one, why are you people bothering to spend your money if you don't want to see it? Like, because
so in short, TNA sucks.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much out of time, guys.
We get the light.
Can somebody hit our music so we can do our outro thing? Our outro music. Hit the music, DJ. I guess we don't get any music for our outro. Bring it down a notch. All right. So this has been another episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at RockWrestlingPC. Follow Jim on Twitter at
SweetJimReaper.
Follow Myman on Twitter at
MymanFishbomb.
Email us at RockWrestlingPodcast@gmail.com. RockWrestlingPodcast.podomatic.com is our website. For Nigga Jim, my name is Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock.
Hey,
whoa, Stone Cold should not be on this show.
I just came back to do the
get
intro.
The fuck out, Stone Cold.
Get out, Stone Cold.
This has been another episode of The Rock
and Wrestling
Podcast, goddammit.